What's up, Terp Nation? We're back with our summer check-in series featuring graduate transfer Galen Smith. Smith comes to the Terps via the University of Alabama, where he was a three-year forward for the Crimson Tide. A native of Clinton, Mississippi, Smith will provide the Terps with inside depth after the departure of Jalen Smith to the NBA. We caught up with Galen on his time during quarantine, his inspiration in basketball, and his interest in catching fish down in Mississippi. Let's get to our talk with graduate transfer Galen Smith.
Here the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places.
We're back here on Hear the Turtle with new Maryland forward Galen Smith. And Galen, we were just talking before coming on here. You are down in Alabama right now, finishing out your lease. You haven't even been to College Park yet. So it's going to be a whole new beginning for you when you come up. What most excites you about coming to play for the Terps?
I think what excites me the more is about the guys that's already there, you know, seeing how excited they are for me to come and how much I'm going to be improvement. Just really made me feel welcome and got me excited to get up there.
Galen, obviously you decide to commit during all the coronavirus pandemic situation. That's part of the reason you haven't been able to come up to College Park. What have you been doing to stay busy during all of this craziness?
Anything I can, doing a lot of work outside, doing a lot of body weight stuff, and lifting any weights that I can get to, and trying to keep my handle right too by just dribbling around outside and stuff. So just little things, anything I can get to stay in shape.
And Galen, you mentioned your new teammates there, and I guess it's just such a unique situation where you're trying to get to know guys through text or through video calls, all those different things. What have you kind of learned about your teammates, you know, throughout your new teammates, I should say, throughout this process? And what kind of was the back and forth early on when you were thinking about committing to Maryland and just learning about the guys who are in the program now?
Well, one of the first guys who reached out to me during my recruitment was Daryl. And, you know, I've developed a pretty good relationship with him. We text, if not on a regular basis, we text pretty consistently. And, you know, just stay in touch, talking about regular things and just building that relationship, you know, just before I get there so I can just have, you know, somebody I'm pretty familiar with in a new spot.
What has the coaching staff sort of talked about in terms of your role? Obviously, you're going to help replace a guy, Jalen Smith, that provided a lot of big minutes inside. And you'll come in to the front court with Dante Scott, Joel Mariel. What are you expecting with Coach Turgeon to bring from your point of view?
Just really develop my game overall. You know, something, a common trend that I've seen within the bigs that they've had is just their skill level, you know, not just how of a freak athlete they are. You know, like you can really see the skill level and the work that they put in, and Coach Turgeon and his staff has put in with them. It just really got me motivated and excited to come and be able to get that same work.
Galen, take us back to the start of your basketball journey. You know, for Maryland fans who are just getting to know you and just getting to know your game, you know, where did it all start for you? You know, what got you passionate about this game?
I have to say my grandfather and my mom. You know, my grandfather, he coached my mom in high school, and they both passed a lot of those same skills and traits that they know and things that they know about the game to me. And, you know, it just really motivated me to, you know, really stick to the game and use it as a way to take care of my family.
Who's winning one-on-one right now, you or your mom?
You ask her, she'll probably say her. But
what kind of play? What did your mom play in college, or what was her career like?
She just played in high school. Just high school.
Did you ever get coached by either your grandfather, or your mom, officially, or were they sort of your, once you, you know, got out of the game, they were the ones giving you the critiques? They were the ones with the eye and the stance to sort of go play by play with you after you were done playing.
Yeah, them two, they were always give me critiques. You know, my grandfather passed when I was a lot younger, so he gave me a lot of those critiques when I was younger and coming up. So some of those same things I just try to remember now and try to incorporate, because, you know, those things he gave me just mean the most to me, you know, with him being gone. But yeah, him and my mom always gave me the critiques, and my dad too. So I have to give them credit.
Galen, when did you feel like you were going to have a chance to play basketball at a really high level? When did it kind of click for you in Mississippi, when you sort of started to feel like, man, I can play this at the Power 5 D1 type of level?
I have to say, going into my eighth grade year of basketball, I think I can really be good at this, and I really think, you know, I put in the work then I could be one of the best players in the state and one of the best centers in the nation and have a really, really, really good chance to be able to play college basketball and take that burden off my parents.
Galen, looking back at your experience at Alabama, what do you think you learned the most about yourself and how much you've grown just as a person, you know, through going through the college basketball experience that's now led you to this new opportunity at Maryland?
I think the biggest thing that I learned is just, you know, coming in, I think all high schoolers kind of got the mindset, you know, it's going to go to plan that you have set, and just me being able to understand that it might be a different route sometimes, and you have to take that route in order to get where you're trying to go. And so I would get that to, like, my younger brother, I would tell him, you know, I would never thought that I would have to leave Alabama, but it's just a situation that's presented to me, but it can also be something that's for the better. So
now, you were productive on the court, Galen, but you're also off the court, all-SEC academic, also very involved in Alabama's community stuff. Do you feel like it's the responsibility of a college athlete to not only obviously get it done on the floor, but also be productive in all those different areas and give back to a community like Alabama now as you head over to Maryland?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just because, you know, I'm able to see, like, the impact we have on little kids and the people in our community and how much they look up to us. So, you know, it always feels good for me to be able to give back and help in some way, just so that, you know, because to me, I feel like I'm just a regular guy, but I play basketball and I put my work in too. But I feel like I'm a regular person, so I'm not bigger than anyone to, you know, go out and help little kids or anyone in the community.
Now, Galen, one thing we have to ask, I'm sure this is a question you get asked a lot, but we want to hear about the game back in 2017 against Minnesota, Alabama versus Minnesota. It was a 5-on-3 situation. After the benches get cleared there in that preseason tournament game. You know, looking back on that, you guys actually had a chance to win in that game. But how crazy of a situation was it for you to be involved in a 5-on-3 matchup like that and actually, you know, getting a chance to win a game like that?
It was really crazy for me just because I personally didn't know that you could play with three players on the court. So once we only had four, I was like, oh, the game over. But then it was like, nah, you can keep playing. So it was just a really crazy experience. You know, it's something that now I'm glad I'm able to look back and say I was a part of. It's a really good story. You know, really fun game with two really good guys, Colin and Riley. So we really enjoyed it. So it's a thing to look back on and talk about.
Galen, I remember we had a Maryland football game that day, and we were working in the press box, and nobody could take their eyes off of that game you guys were in. We had a football game going on in the stadium, and everyone was like, what is going on with Colin Sexton in Alabama? That was a crazy situation. You were number 30 at Alabama, Galen. You will now wear that with Maryland as well. Any significance to that number, or just the consistent one you've worn throughout your career?
It was with my mom's high school number when she played ball, so I just took it from her. And made it my own kind of.
There you go. Got to rep mom always.
Always.
And Galen, you mentioned your mom and your grandfather. I'm sure they were a huge inspiration for you in basketball. But anyone else, any other kind of sources of inspiration for you in playing this game?
You know, I always look up to other athletes that play the game. LeBron, Anthony Davis, you know, those guys I really look up to. But it's really just hard to say. I've always really been self-motivated just to be able to be successful. So a lot of it just comes from my own inner self, honestly.
Galen, we're not sure where it's going to get here, obviously, with everything going on, but what excites you most for this upcoming year? As we talked about, you come into a Terps team that won the Big Ten championship last season, didn't get to go through an NCAA tournament run, but now you join what's already a really tight-knit group that has a lot of big goals. What excites you most for next year?
I say what excites me most is the chance to be able to come in and work and do it all over again. You know, I want to be able to come in and impact immediately and be able to prove everyone that's doubting us wrong, who probably don't believe we'll be able to repeat that. Because I want to be able to be a part of that, a Big Ten championship. So that's what I'm excited for the most, definitely.
Galen, we'll get you out of here on a little bit of rapid fire. First, what player inspired you most growing up? Who'd you pattern your game after growing up as a player?
Probably bigs that like to really play with their back to the basket. So probably like Zach Randolph, you know, real big physical guys, real gritty. Now I've been watching a lot more of Anthony Davis just because he's able to do so many different things on the floor and affect the game in so many different ways, especially on both ends. So trying to take different things from his game too and incorporate it into mine. So definitely them.
Zach Randolph, that's when you know a guy wants to play in the paint right there, if that's the guy you patted. I love
that. Galen, tell us the best thing that we don't know about your hometown, Clinton, Mississippi.
The best thing, which I don't know, I say for me personally, it's probably a good bit of spots to fish at because, you know, I like to fish a lot. That's a big thing for me. That's why I feel like it's good that I'm coming to Maryland because I heard they big on fishing and seafood. That's all I've heard. So
Seafood is big time here. Seafood is big. You can handle.
We got to get you on the Chesapeake Bay fishing. There's a lot of different fishing. I'm here in Ocean City right now. We got fishing out here. So
I like bass fishing.
Keith, I don't know the bass fishing spots in Maryland. That I don't. I'm not in the.
Galen, you're asking the two wrong guys. Not exactly fishing. Not fishing experts, but it's out here. You have that option in Maryland.
What's your best fishing story? Do you have one that comes to mind?
I got so many stories, especially as of late, just because I got a fishing mate that I go with, probably one of my best friends, Herb Jones. You know, me and him probably went fishing probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and was fishing. A fish broke my line twice, so I told him come over there, and then we literally basically hunted down one fish to get him out. Probably like 30 minutes, and we were trying to get the same fish for the whole time we was out there. Like he kept on going for the same stuff. I didn't even want to tie my stuff back on, but he eventually got him out. But it was just a good story to have. For me, you know, I'm trying to catch one fish that was bothering us. So,
not a bad thing to pass the time during everything going on. Galen, the music artist you're listening to right now?
Right now, can I look right quick though?
Pull up the Apple Music. I like it. Some people sit here and try to guess. We're gonna get the real answer.
Nah, I'm not gonna guess. I'm listening to some new Lil Durk, like that album.
Okay.
I'm listening to Gunna, Lil Baby. Really, the main ones because they've been going crazy right now.
Yeah, they have some new stuff.
Lil Baby and Gunna, they've been dropping some really good music right now. But my favorite artists are J. Cole, Kevin Gates.
Yeah, you'll fit in just fine in the Maryland locker room if you've got Lil Baby on the playlist.
I think we've heard that from like five different guys.
Yeah, you're in good company there. And finally, we usually ask people their favorite place to eat in College Park, but during quarantine, we've been asking people, what's your favorite home-cooked meal, Galen?
Favorite home cooked meal for me, I'd probably say I grew up around the country, so I like stuff like greens, cornbread, turkey neck, stuff like that. Peach cobbler, all that type of stuff.
There isn't much, like, a really, really good piece of cornbread is just a different kind of experience. Like, you can eat bad cornbread, but if there's really good, that's – my mouth is now watering.
Yeah. I'll be picky with some of that stuff just because I'm so used to my mom's or my grandma's cooking, so I'll be able to tell if it's good or not.
There we go.
Nothing beats mom's cooking. That's always going to be number one in the
Yeah, box. Always.
There's no doubt. Galen Smith's mom, great basketball player, great cook. She's an all-around mom. That's what you want. Galen Smith. Terps love big guys with the last name Smith. Joe Smith, Jalen Smith. Now we have Galen Smith. Thanks so much for joining us from Alabama. We can't wait to see you up in College Park and get the 2020-21 season going, man. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Galen.